Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio and back with another video. Let me tell you, first of all, I'm sorry I'm late. It's been a long day. And as soon as I was going to get ready to actually start the show, everybody starts calling me. My doorbell starts ringing. The damn lawn guy starts coming. I'm like, are you guys serious? All day, nobody has been saying shit. The minute I get ready to start a show, my house wants to just start going crazy. So I'm like, okay, I cannot start with all this chaos. Anyway, I'm here. We've made it. Now you have all of my attention. All right. So shout out to everybody. Before we get started, I want to make sure my friends on Facebook are ready and in the building. Okay. Let me make sure I share this over there. Give me 1 second, you all. The number is 563-999-3658. I'm making sure they get it over there. Up that reporters. Listen, this is a one-man show. We do it all. Production, sound, everything. All right. So we got a lot to cover today. So what we're talking about, well, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're new, welcome and hello. All right, y'all. So you know we love talking Nicki Minaj. We like talking female rap here. Well, I couldn't help but mention, help but notice that Lil' Kim has some words. Late last night, early this morning in some areas. And for me, if you ask me, she was directly talking about Nicki Minaj. So apparently she's fed up with reporters and, you know, media outlets asking her questions about, well, she didn't say. She just wants them to put respect on her name. She said she's tired of them being messy. Andy Cohen was actually one of the people. You know, you guys know Andy Cohen, Watch What Happens Live. She was actually supposed to go on his show. She said that Andy Cohen was basically being messy, and so she didn't go on there. But we know Andy Cohen is messy. I mean, he's the producer of The Real Housewives. So, of course, he's messy, and of course, he's going to try to sneak in some good questions. And, you know, to be honest with you, I would do the same thing. But so anyway, here's the deal. She was supposed to be going on this press tour because she has that Girls Cruise, I don't know if it's a series, a reality show, a movie. I don't know what it is, but it's some sort of show, and it's supposed to be airing on the 15th of July, which is literally next week. So to me, that's why she was doing the press run. And usually I'm surprised that they're not all doing the press run together. Like, I'm surprised we haven't seen Maya, her, B-Simone. Like, I'm surprised we haven't seen them all together going to these different media outlets. However, Lil' Kim is saying she's done with it. She's not doing any press because, you know, she's fed the fuck up. So take a look at the video, then we'll get into some things. Okay? And that's what the fuck she said. Now, here's the issue. First of all, through all the motherfuckers and motherfuckers and motherfuckers, here's the issue. First, I want to start with the fact that I love Lil' Kim. I absolutely love Lil' Kim. We cannot take away the fact that she is definitely one of the queens of rap. You know what I mean? She could be, you know, there's many queens, and she was one of them. She's one of the most staple queens of rap. However, Lil' Kim, you went on so many press runs before talking about Nicki Minaj. Of course, people are going to want to know where you stand with her in today's, you know, in today's time, you know, with all the controversy going on and with rap becoming, female rap becoming more prominent, people are going to know where you stand. And honestly, right now, whether you, you know, like Nicki or not, you know, Nicki is on the cusp of queen and possibly may not be in the queen. You get what I'm saying? So there's a lot of conversation that is centered around Nicki Minaj right now. And Lil' Kim, to be quite frank with you, you haven't put out anything for people to really talk about. There would be no other reason for people to really talk about you other than the girls trip. And we can only talk about that for so long because, you know, we don't really care. There hasn't really been much big news about you. And there, if any news that came out, it was about you, you know, like, losing a home or, you know, dating Nicki Minaj's former manager. I mean, there's a lot of things that that you've done that's been out in the media and your personal life that has been a little bit sloppy. And I'm sure you don't want to talk about those things. So it's kind of like, all right, well, let's talk about Nicki. I mean, let's be real here. Kim has supposed – here's the issue with Kim. Kim, every year, literally Kim – gets us all hype. And I say this all the time. Kim gets everybody so hyped. She's dropping a single. You know, it does a little buzz. She does a collab with somebody. It buzzes a little bit. And then there's supposed to be an album dropping. But the album never comes out. And Lil' Kim has, over the last literally 10 years, Lil' Kim has been teasing us with new music and a new album. And every maybe 2 to 3 years, she drops a record. And then there's zero follow-up after that. So it's like, girl, we definitely cannot talk about the record you dropped a year, 2 years ago, a year ago. Like, what are you doing now? What are you doing? Like, musically, you are a female rapper. You want to be that bitch, but you're not putting out any music. Nobody's talking about those performances. Those performances are awful. So I don't understand what she would think that people are going to talk about. Don't do any press tours until you have some music or until you have a legitimate record out to be discussed. Like, you need something to promote. And I understand this girls trip, girls cruise, you want to promote that, yada, yada, yada. But I'm not going to set aside an hour time slot if on my radio station to sit and talk to you about, you know, girls trip with B. Simone and Maya. Like, no. We want to talk about the music because that's what you want to talk about. You're still performing. You want to be known as the queen. So give us some music so that we can discuss. I mean, Lil' Kim, you have not been consistent. Through this whole duration of the last 10 years, Lil' Kim has not been consistent. So the only thing to talk about is Nicki Minaj. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I get it. She's an independent artist. So, you know, being an independent artist is very, 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 very hard. I understand that. But at the same time, you've been in this game over 30 years. I know somebody will get in the studio with Lil' Kim. I know she has connections that somebody will, you know, get behind her. And shit, she's still performing. So she's got money. She ain't broke. We can't make excuses for Kim. Kim, listen, the reason why Nicki was even able to come out the way that she did is because Kim wasn't even shitting on the pot. Then when you know, Kim, to me, here's the thing about Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim is lazy. Lil' Kim is lazy. Lil' Kim is lazy. She is. That the whole reason why her career kind of went down is because she wasn't doing shit. She wasn't doing nothing. Then Nicki comes out, then she wants to all of a sudden be in it, and then she's upset that Nicki didn't pay her homage and this, that, and the third. Girl, you wasn't doing anything. And then you had the opportunity. You came out with all these different records. You did the record with Remy Ma. Then you had the Migos sounding record. Then you did the singing auto-tune record. Then you did you did all these different records within the last, 5 years. But it's like, there's no follow-through. Album has been coming soon since fucking the Nicki Minaj disc. Like, when is the last time Little Kim put out an album? Like, come on. Like, come on, Kim. You can't get mad at the press for wanting to know what's the tea. Because that's the most interesting thing about you right now. I mean, come out with a dope record. We'll talk about the record, but we're still going to, you know what I mean? Like, we still might slide in a little Nicki tea right then and there, to be honest. Because that's the only thing that's interesting about you right now. I have to keep it a stack. So, I don't know. And some people would say, well, Armand, she's not talking about Nicki. You're crazy if you don't think that she's upset that these radio stations are saying that or keep asking her about Nicki Minaj. What else are they asking her about? They're not asking her about no damn music and she's being upset. They're not asking her about who she's having sex with because, quite frankly, we don't care. And they're not asking her about her surgeries because we don't ask Little Kim about her surgeries. The surgeries are obvious. Okay, they're asking her about female rap, and Little Kim is still scorned. Like, she, you know, ooh, I almost let something slip out of my mouth. Ooh. Okay. You know what, Little Kim reminds me of a person that is kind of like, you know, like old school, like out of it. But they still think that they in. And like, you kind of think like in your mind, you think that they know that they have passed on to being, you know, old school and, you know, legendary in their own right. But when you talk to them, you soon realize that they think that they are current and still on top and still like relevant. And I think that's Little Kim. Like, we try to give her credit as a former queen, but she, in her mind, I feel like she thinks that she's the current queen. And it's like, girl, how? What have you done? Like, are you kidding me? Like, what? Oh, God. Anywho, all right. So let's take a couple of calls. The caller number is 563-999-3658. And hell, to be honest with you, and listen, y'all know I love my girl Nicki. You know I love Nicki. We got to keep it a stack. My thing is this. Little Kim, you couldn't be the current queen because Nicki at this point in time, and I love Nicki, but Nicki at this point in time, she's fighting for her spot because her reign is, if she don't make the right decision and she don't make the next move with her next move needs to be her best move with this next album or it's a wrap. Because it's a whole new wave of women that's ushered in. So Nicki is really planning her sit down. Like Nicki is, you see she's getting married. I think she's planning a pregnancy. You know, Nicki is finding, you know, Nicki is planning her exit. But the only thing about Nicki is Nicki wants to exit on top. I think that if Nicki get a number one record, then she'll exit. Like, but she's not gonna go out the way Little Kim did. She's not going out like that. Nobody's gonna push her out. Nicki wants to go out on her own accord, which I'm with. That's a real queen to me. You know that your time is coming. You want the battle. The battle is here. Now you gotta fight for it. And Nicki is fighting. She's winning some, she's losing some, but she ain't giving up. So, Little Kim, you couldn't possibly be thinking that you are still current when the woman who took you out is fighting for her relevancy. All right. Let's take a call. 563-999-3658. I'll put it in the comments too. All right. Shout out to my people on Facebook. Hey, guys, how are you? What's going to everybody on YouTube? All right. Let's get into some things. I'm sure. Oh, damn. Y'all have been listening. The lines are through the roof. Y'all have been panicked. Y'all like, shit, I'm going to get on the line. All right. Uh, 310-5829, you're live on the air. Uh-oh. Is it doing that thing? Hold on, let me see. I might have to reconnect it. 310-6125?
Yes.
Okay, I knew this was you. What's going on?
I'm just chilling over here. Okay. I kind of feel for Lil' Kim, and, like, I am a Nicki fan, but watching that video, you could tell that she really just wants to be asked any question other than Nicki Minaj. Like, we know how to drag her. We know how to clown her. But in all seriousness, though, I mean, she doesn't want to be reminded of what was a very embarrassing part of her career. She doesn't want to be reminded of that anymore. I do agree that, I mean, come on, can you put out one song? Like, can you, she has to do something. I do agree that she's lazy, but she just wants to be left alone at this point. My only issue was when she said, guys, it's deeper than what you think. She's been saying it's deeper than what we think for years.
For the last 10 years.
And it's just like, at this point, Kim, it's not deeper. It's tired. Come on now.
Right. And so what you said about the one record, she has put out one record. That's the issue. She puts out one record every 2 to 3 years and says an album is coming real soon. And she's been saying that for the last 10 to 12 years. So my whole thing is there's no follow through with Lil' Kim. There's no consistency with Lil' Kim. So it's hard to stay rocking with Lil' Kim.
Do you think we'll ever get a record with her and Nicki?
I don't want to say never, but I don't think that it's going to be in Nicki's. I don't think it's going to be now. I think it's going to be when Nicki has bowed out and there's like a new queen, you know, like a new reigning queen of rap. And I think that Nicki and Kim might do something to kind of like get back in the press, get back in the media, and create a moment, and they might do it. So once Nicki is all said and done.
Yeah.
Huh? Once Nicki's all said and done, and everything is over, and then she's okay, she's moved on, then we have a new queen, you know, they might do something like to, like, you know, start up a little spark, a little buzz, you know what I mean? Because bygones are bygones. At that point, both of them will be retired queens, hopefully. But Lil' Kim still thinks that she's on top.
Oh, gosh. All right. I'm going to let you go. But those are my thoughts. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Lil' Kim, you just gave me gas. Ooh. All right. Let's take another caller. Area code 313-4387. You're live on the air.
Armand, what's up, baby?
What's going on, boo? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Talk to me.
All right. Let's talk about it. Okay, Lil' Kim, I personally think she just needs to sit back and just sip her tea and deal with her daughter. If she has a problem with them asking her about Nicki, it's kind of like, okay, what? Like you said, what else have you done? You haven't come out with no serious albums with some serious promotion, no marketing skills or anything like that. So it's kind of like they have to look for something to ask you about. And unfortunately, it's Nicki Minaj. What can we say?
Right.
So that's how I feel about
it. I totally agree.
But then it's another thing I also want to bring up, too. I like the fact, because I'm a little devil's advocate, I like the fact that she's not allowing her insecurities and stuff be used for clout on these particular TV shows. Because I feel like our voices, particularly black women voices, when we're mad, we're voicing it everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and then it becomes such a big thing. So why feed into that and be all this, oh, she hating on Nicki, this and that, when you can be like, all right, I'm not even going to feed into the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go on your things. I'm not going to do any of that. Because think about it. When Nas and Jay-Z was beefed up, even though they were still coming out with albums and they were still doing things promotion-wise for their career, no one was asking about one another after so many years. Because they just ended their beef, like, what, 5-6 years ago? That was like a 10-15-year-long beef as well. But it was in every interview. What about Nas? What about Nas? What about Jay-Z? What about Jay-Z?
Well, here's the thing, and can I be honest with you? I personally feel like Little Kim really should. This is the thing. This is good for business for the both of them. Honestly, at this point, Nicki Minaj needs a little bit of a Little Kim beef moment, and Little Kim needs a Nicki Minaj moment. But the issue is, Little Kim needs some music to go with the moment. Like, bitch, you need a full album. Like, this is good. This could literally throw you back into rotation. If you had a good album, you threw a little shade at Nicki Minaj, you drop your girl's trip, and then you drop your full project.
Album afterwards, like bam, boom, pow.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the biggest promotion you would get. Yeah.
I just get tired of women bickering back and forth after so long. They prolong the shit. Like, you keep going in, you keep going in. Okay, y'all don't like each other. Either be cute with it, come out with a song together, make some money off of it, or leave it alone. Because I feel like y'all just doing it just to be doing it. Make some coin with it, too. Like, these people out here beefing, they're not just beefing to be. They going on interviews. They making money. They have songs. They have all this extra shit out, like perfumes or whatever.
Right.
Like, use the beef to your advantage. Like, don't just beef with a bitch just 'cause. That's boring now. Like, let's make money off shit now.
All right. Thank you, caller. So we got a lot
thank
of people
you.
In here now. And so I'm going to replay it for those people that didn't see what happened. This is what Little Kim said. So Kim is clearly fed the fuck up for those of you guys who missed it. Now, again, like I said, a little side note, you know, Big Fendi. Fendi is, I guess, her manager, and they were saying that her and Fendi are dating. And Fendi is Nicki Minaj's original manager. He's also the owner of the NickiMinaj.com. So he owns that name and everything, I think. So anyway, I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit with that. So that was a petty move, too. You went and got Nicki Minaj's former manager to make him not only your manager, but you're also fucking him. But you don't want to talk about those things, Kim. Those things are interesting, especially when you don't have any music out. So I'm just trying to figure out, what do you think that people are supposed to ask you? And if anything, you shouldn't be doing, I wouldn't be doing no, there's no reason to do no girls cruise. There's no reason to do, usually people get on TV shows or do these things when they have something to promote. I guess she's promoting this show. Okay, we're going to look at Little Kim be a socialite. Who gives a damn? You want to be considered an artist. Let's take some more calls. 352-3314, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's good, Amon?
Hey, what's going on?
great, nice to hear from you, brother. Oh, man, this is definitely a subject that I can relate to all the way, because I swear, you take all the words out of my mouth before I even get on the line with you. My whole type of situation, like you said, I don't even see no whole reason for her to do a girls' cruise unless that she's trying to sell us her reality of escapism, and I just don't have no time for that.
Mm-hmm.
What one thing I probably would have brought my attention down, she's getting on these cruises and just bringing the most iconic female artists all at one time, and they're just going to be creating music on the low and be like, this is what we came off the ocean with. Now that would be something to see.
Right. But I didn't understand, like the Maya's cool. Like, I want to see what Maya's doing. But, like, the Instagram chick, like, the B. Simone, like, that was a random girl. Like, I don't even know what this is about. Like, what is it about? Like, love, dating, relationships? Do you know what the damn cruise is about?
She's trying to give her girls a trip of a lifetime. That was the whole credit that I had watched. Mia's, like, what got me so biased, and because I have love for both of the women. Like, man, okay. I've seen what Nicki and Kim fail to wish to, I wish they would have to sit down and talk about, is that they both got it from the mud, like straight up. They both proved themselves, like, even though I'm a female, I got bars. She proved that to Biggie. No, Nicki proved that to Wayne, like two legendary rappers that, you know, don't put their money and investments, be seen the talent that they got, and they just, they stand alone. They stand on their own 10 feet and handle that. And I can't understand is if they could just realize, like, why is the for Kim being so hard, she's saying that it's more to this. As she's being independent, she realized if she know her fans are there for her to have her back, she'll just say what the fuck is going on. I feel like why she just can't give us that. Why, as me being a fan, why you? I'm starting to realize.
Yeah,
like
if anything, just say everything was going on. Yeah, just be like, all right, this was going on. I'm going into. I mean, but here's the thing: anything she does, it literally will be a viral moment. But I feel like she doesn't have anything to promote with it. So if she calls and says, there's a lot going on, they want me to talk about Nicki, or I'm broke, it's hard for me being independent, I can't really put the project out. Like, whatever the case may be, it's going to be all over the blog. So then everybody else is going to make money, and she doesn't get anything out of it. So I understand why she's frustrated, and she's not going to give a bunch of these blogs and reporters moments and fatten their pockets. Like, I get that part. But at the same time, girl, you're going on a press tour. Like, they're going to get their information because you're obviously there to promote something. So in order for them to, for it to be worth their while, they're going to get out what they want to get. Like, it's a give and take situation. Like, there's no way I'm going to interview somebody if they want to come promote something and everything has to be sugar coats and rainbows and it to their advantage. No, bitch, I want to get you some tea.
It's coming out.
I want to get you a little bit of some
tea. I don't see that old Kim that's being like, you know, it is what it is. And And this would just really just turns me off. Like, only reason I would catch the highlights on the show, but Nikki, she's letting her voice be heard. She's letting her power be shown. And I, that's why I just lean more. I get more hype to feel like, okay, what Nikki got going on.
All right, Carter, we got to take some more calls.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, so let's take some more people. We have a hell of people over here, okay? 414-7178, you're live on the air. Okay, that call dropped. All right, 484-1361, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? Hey, I think she kind of wasting the opportunity, like as an independent artist, that you have the opportunity to go on Good Morning America, and you're going to blow it over something that's stupid. Like, you're a veteran, so why not flip the questions in your favor, you know?
Right.
Why would you
waste that? Well, I think she doesn't have anything to really promote outside of this girl trip, but it's like, I don't know. To me, I would
but
just use it
shit
all.
Up. You've been lying for 10 years. You know, you've been lying for years saying that you're working on an album. Like, make some shit up, you know?
Right. They all do,
but
right?
I just feel like, exactly. But I feel like she's just over it because it's been so long. Like, if you watch her last interview, radio interview, she kind of, like, put a nail in it where she even said something nice about Nikki. She was like, how she wished her the best and she wanted every girl to have their moment and not be asked about. She was like, every girl should not be asked about nobody. She wanted everybody to have their moment and she wished Nikki the best. So I feel like after that, she probably was just like, I already said something nice. Like, leave me alone, you know?
Right.
Like, what else is there to say? So I kind of feel her on that, but I feel like at the same time, you're saying you're a hustler, but you're throwing away an opportunity to promote yourself. Whether you got something going on or not, why would you waste that opportunity? I don't understand that. As a veteran, you should know better. You should know how to flip these situations in your favor.
All
so
right.
I
thank you, caller.
I'm kind of bullshitting because she don't got nothing going on for real.
Well, yeah, like I've been saying, listen, I got Lil Kim fans on Facebook and I got Nicki Minaj fans here on YouTube. It's a lot going on. But the thing is this, Lil Kim has not been consistent enough. So I'm not sure what she wants, what there is really to talk about. Like,
exactly.
girl, the fact that you drop a single every two to three years. You know what I mean?
I love her, but I'm not trying to shade her. But I just feel like every time you come to promote something or do something, it's always something behind the scenes that happens. Like, girl. Nobody believes in it. Like, at this point, girl, you're just making stuff up. Like, you know, that's all I had to say, though. Thanks, Armand.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's take some more calls. Ooh, child. Y'all really got something to say. All right. So we're going to have to really start the 2 minutes. All right. 678-0863, you're live on the air.
Armand?
What's going on, boo?
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
talk to me.
Okay, let's talk. So, Nicki Minaj is a liar.
Okay.
Let's be clear about that. When she said that she, you know, changed the music industry, talking about brought streaming, brought up, you know, she's now a martyr for the music industry. That's
okay.
Such a lie. Nikki, first of all, when she was
oh, her call dropped. I swear to God, I did not hang up on her. Her call dropped. The devil is a liar. See, she was about to come up here and make it up on Nikki. And the service took her call. Oops. I did not hang up on her. Lady, call back because you know I did not hang up on you, lady, because they're going to swear I hung up on you. Ma'am, call back because they're going to swear I hung up on you, ma'am, and I did not hang up on you. Okay? They gonna swear I'll go for you. All right. Listen. you can't, you know, you got to come up here and say what you mean and mean what you say. You know, we got a lot going on. We got over 1,000 people over here on YouTube. And, you know, we got the Barbs over here going crazy. We got about 50, 60, somebody, something people on Facebook. It's the Little Kim section over there. It's a lot going on, okay? So, and, bitch, we got about 30 callers in the queue. All right. We're not going to get to all 30, I'm sure. Okay. Okay. 925-2306. Okay. Turn me down in the back. Turn me down in the back.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, Armand, because you know I love you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have to say something that's very, very important, and it's no disrespect. I come from the era of the Yo-Yos, the Queen Latifahs, the MC Lights, and the Nikki D's and the Nonchalants, et cetera. So real female rappers who didn't need no ghostwriter for number one starters. I'm going to always be team Lil' Kim. But I heard an early interview about somebody that I hate in the industry by Puffy saying that she was a lazy worker, which means she never wanted to come to the studio and she was kind of lazy as far as that. And sometimes that might have had a pushed her back. But I don't give a fuck about Puffy. This is the Bay Area. Fuck all them. Now, let me get to you. I love you very much, but I'm not trying to be biased. I do like Lil' Kim very much so. But Nicki Minaj, let me explain this to you and all the Barbs who listen, because I'm from the fucking Bay Area. Nicki Minaj is currently, right now, dating a first-degree rapist. Let's be very clear.
Okay.
And was supporting her brother, who molested a 12-year-old girl. And her mother was also supporting that. Let's stand for what's truth and what's right and what's wrong, okay? Nicki Minaj is not a good example. The bitch don't have no kids of her own. So she uses the gay community just like she used every fucking body else. That bitch did have a ghostwriter, because if that's the case, Safaree would not have a name. Let's be very clear. Lil' Kim writes 16 motherfucking bars. She's just lazy about going to the studio, is what Puffy said. And that I do believe. But the fact that she's changing her skin color to appease to these and all this plastic surgery and shit, I thought plastic surgery was for you to remove, not add. That shit sound like the fucking Bible. Okay? I like you, Armand, and I know you might be a Barb or wherever the fuck, but I don't give a fuck about nobody who supports child molesters and currently dating a first-degree rapist. That speaks volumes. And people who support a bitch like that, and that she go do European tours out of all the shit the Europeans has done to black people, that bitch is not a black woman. She's from Trinidad. She was taking baths in bacteria water. That's 16 bars for all them punk-ass Barbs. Fuck bitches like that. Stand for what people who got pure love in their heart and not self-hate. They put an ass on that bitch, a new face, new nose, signed her to Cash Money. She stole Lil' Kim style and something that's not even hers. And fuck Cardi B with her dirty ass taking off jeans and shit in Ubers. And bitch, you stinking up Ubers with y'all funky-ass pussies. No bathing-ass bitches. Don't support bitches who don't have nothing to stand for. That's what I'm saying. But it's always be team brown skin or every different race bitch. Straight like that.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Period.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Shout out to the Bay Area. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. She wasn't the only, I guess Lil' Kim wasn't the only one fed the fuck up. I think we need a motherfucking praise break after that shit, bitch. We need to light up the mall. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, I needed to switch up the tempo for a second. It was time to switch up. It was time to switch up. It was time to switch up. It was Okay. All right. Okay, are we back? Because that energy got a little heavy. I had to lighten up the mood, okay? Ooh, that was a little heavy. That was a little heavy. A little heavy on my spirit. Listen, I'm not here to discuss allegations and things like that. I don't want to discuss people's personal lives. I want to discuss the music. But she said what she said. Let's take another caller. 213-9022.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Turn me down in the back.
I did. Is that better?
Yes, what's going on?
Okay, first off, I want to say yes to the hair, yes to the cut, yes to the color. All right.
Yes.
So with Lil' Kim, here, I wrote down my notes. Okay. She can be the person who runs. Oh, no, forget all that. This is what her problem is. She needs management. She needs to spend that. She needs to find some way to spin these questions because really legends are important and they have influence. They have influence on how we look at the new people. So anything she say about somebody who hot right now, you know, people going to think about that. And she just needs some management. She just needs somebody to be there and let her know, like, yeah, you need to grill it up and eat it and make a Nicki Minaj together or whatever. Or you need to, you know, go ahead and spill the tea on this. And I think it's that she doesn't know how to spill the tea. And so she's intimidated and she's getting angry and frustrated, which is not a good look. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I want to say.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, look, I think I just seen somebody say that it's 2 a.m. in Germany. Shout out to Germany in the building. You know, we are across the world streaming, okay? We got people in Germany, New Zealand. I think I had somebody in Africa one day. So shout out to all the people that watch me at all different times and fucking around. And, you know, it's 2 a.m. where you are. It's 5 o'clock where I'm at. And you know what I mean? Thank you guys all for watching. All right. 5614. Well, hold on. Here's the thing. A lot of people want me to give commentary on what that lady said. Here's the thing. I'm not here to talk about people's personal life, and I didn't see any records of the Kenneth Petty dude being a rapist. She debunked that and said that there were some things going on. I don't really know, and those are really, really touchy subjects. So I'm not going to go off the deep end and talk about, you know, whether this man is a rapist or not, because I don't fucking know. And the fact that her brother, that's a whole family issue, a whole family thing. And to me, I'm not getting into anybody what somebody should be doing and how it should be conducted in their family. When I'm looking at supporting someone, I'm not looking at their personal life. That's just like being able to say, you know, you still like Michael Jackson with all the allegations that Michael Jackson has been accused of. Or that's just like saying, you know, you don't like R. Kelly's music anymore because all the things that R. Kelly has done or been associated with. Here's the thing. You have to learn how to, you know, extract the artist. Separate the artist from and the music from their personal life, because I didn't fall in love with these musicians for their personal lives. We fall in love with them through their music. So I'm here to talk about music. So for someone to say, if I support Nicki Minaj, then I'm X, Y, and Z, that's just not true, because I know how to separate the two. That's just like saying if a person supports Michael Jackson, they must be with the shit that Michael Jackson was accused of in his personal life. You get what I'm saying? You got to be able to separate the two. You just have to in this day and age. So that's my thought on that. All right. 703-8086.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's going on?
Yes, my name is Rashawn, and oh, I like listening to you, but let me just say this, and don't get mad at what I'm getting ready to say.
Okay.
Little Kim had her moment back in the day when she was with Biggie and everything. She was popular back then. That was then. This is now. Nicki Minaj is a very pretty woman. Everybody's had a little touch up here and there if they can afford to. You know, some people do and some people don't, to each his own. Okay. But at the mm-hmm. end of the day, I like her music, and at the end of the day, she's still a strong woman. So do you think I said okay. anything wrong?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I because I really do think that, you know, it's not enough women supporting each other. We're always either criticizing, competing, or doing something else. Like, it's so hard to give a woman a compliment. What's the big deal? And if Nicki is the one that is popular right now, she's doing her thing. Little Kim had her moment. I still like Little Kim. But at the end of the day, right now it's about Nicki, and I don't see anything wrong with it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, caller. Have a fantastic
Thank
evening.
Thank you. Yes,
Bye.
And I like your show. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. 215-4671, you're live on the air.
All right. How you doing, Armand? I was waiting for you to answer my call.
Yes, I'm here. What's
so
going on?
So I wanted to say that last caller, yeah, she's right on point. But the caller from the Bay, she, I don't know what she's smoking on. All right. Now, it's a lot going on with this whole Lil' Kim stuff, but to my, me personally, I just feel like Lil' Kim is fed up with, not the, like, she's fed up with the drama between her and Nicki Minaj. I mean, I feel like they don't got to be friends, but I just feel like she's done with that. And as far as, like, all, and also, what triggered this from the beginning is that post that Nicki Minaj posted up last week about the whole Playtime is Over thing. When that was going on, Kim probably was sitting back looking at that shit like, all right, let me see. Okay, the video, remember Nicki Minaj posted up the receipts about how she was paying her homage?
Right,
and then
right,
I think
right.
another caller, right, another caller also called and made the point of, like, Lil' Kim doing an interview where she basically, you know, spoke highly, not spoke highly, but she basically, you know, what's the girl the best? So I just think she's over it. But it's just like, at the same time, though, without no music, you know, it ain't really nothing else to talk about, like, you know, like you're saying, but it's still a little disrespectful because it's like, damn, if she told y'all let it go, why ain't nobody letting it go? But then at the same time, it's like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, why ain't nobody mm-hmm. letting it go? Like, with or without the music coming out or whatever, it just seems like people are holding her back because she won't talk about this Nicki shit. And it's like,
well,
all
I
right,
think,
well,
but I think if she talks about it and put out some dope music, then she could finally end it. But she needs to address it because people want to know what's so motherfucking deep. Like, address it.
Right. Even if she dissed Nicki, come on now, let's keep it real. If she dissed Nicki in a song, right, she's going to get, it's going to be over for her after that because if Nicki come back, we already know who's taking that fucking title. Like, you understand what I'm saying? So, it's like that wouldn't be a good idea. I just don't think it would be a good idea because Kim ain't got no bars for Nicki, not in 2019. Maybe 99 no. Kim, but 2019 is not Onika Mirage. And that's, I mean, so it's like it's not going down like that. So I just feel like at this point, they just need to just, you know, either squash the beef or just let it go. You know, I don't think at this point they ever going to work together, but it's just, they just need to just let that go. And I heard what she was saying on the joint about Andy Cohen because he's messy as shit anyway.
Well, yeah, but you know that about Andy like, Cohen. He's a white queen that's the producer of The Housewives. Come on.
Right. Like, he's very messy. So it's
All
like,
right, caller,
at the
we
same
take some
time.
More calls. We got about 40 calls in queue. All right, thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Listen, the line is getting crazy. Thank you guys all for calling. So this is the part of the show where we're not going to get to all 40 of you guys. Super chats to the front. If you're on Facebook, then you probably won't get through because we're taking donations at this point. So the last caller, thank you, Sandra Marino, for your donation. So you will be moved to the front, 7899. Okay, we're going to take that one. Let me find your number. It's a lot of goddamn calls in here. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm looking for it. It's a lot of people in this queue. If you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. Most importantly, subscribe to the channel. We have over 1,000 people in the chat right now here on YouTube. I need you guys all to subscribe and like the video. When you like the video, let YouTube know that you guys actually like the video. All right. And so if you're there on Facebook, make sure that you guys like the Armand Wiggins Show like page. You know, I've started a watch party, but make sure you guys like my like page so that you guys get the notifications whenever we go live. Okay. Let me find your number. And if you would like to be a member, oh, I do have an announcement. So we had a silent. I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this. Well, I gotta confirm this. Anyway, we are going to be giving away some cash. We are going to be giving away some cash. I don't know how we're going to divide it. I don't know if we're going to give away free membership. I don't know if we're going to give. I haven't thought about how we're going to do it. But we do have some cash that we're giving away. But the cash is going exclusively to our members. So on the next members only live stream here on YouTube, we will be giving away cash. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you guys want to get your memberships. So you can get some of that coin. All right, let me take this call. 7899, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Well, I am a Lil' Kim fan. I am a huge fan of her. I'm not a fan of Nicki, but I respect Nicki and her artistry. I respect Kim and her artistry. Both women, no doubt, they have both contributed to the way female rappers are viewed in the industry, and they both deserve their props. However, I think Kim is at the point, even though she's not doing anything, she has reached iconic status. Whether people like it or not, she hasn't done anything in years. True, but at this stage in the game, she and I are close in age. I'm not going to reveal the age, but you could Google it. Kim doesn't.
Oh, you
have
and little
address.
Kim.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Kim shouldn't have to address and rehash the beef that's over 10 years old. One of your callers made up a very good point when she said that Kim shouldn't have to rehash it. And why are we always so focused on female rap artists that have beats?
Okay.
She was absolutely right and on point when she said they wouldn't question Nas and Jay-Z about it. Why question Kim and Nicki? Let's leave it alone. And then one of your other callers said, why don't they just put the beef aside and make some money? I'm with that. I'm with that. But I just wanted to give my 2 cents and chime in. I stand with Lil' Kim on this one.
Thank you for your cents and thank you for your donation.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay, do we got another one? I have something to say. Pop culture guru, you put your whole number up there. Thank you for the tone. Oh, you really got something to say. All right. People is paying to have something to say today. That's how it works. All right, thank you for the $10 donation. Let me see, 3225, because I was about to wrap this up. Okay, we are taking super chats to the front of the line right now. Okay, so if you want to be heard, super chat your last four. You don't have to, super chat your, you just realize that you gave your whole number to 1,000 people. Please, Hi. Do you realize you just gave your number to over 1,000 people? Well,
that's
and
fine.
There's people on Facebook. Rihanna. Okay.
They'll be blocked. That's fine. But
okay.
I'm not here to shit on Lil' Kim, because one thing I will say, I'm a Nicki fan, but Lil' Kim is an icon and she is a legend. But one thing I will always say about the OG female rappers is that I think they are mad that Nicki Minaj is 12 years into her career and charting and going platinum. And I think that it really kind of, we've never seen a female rapper last this long and still go platinum and still selling. And I think that's why sometimes the OGs, they feel like they would really like Nicki Minaj to kind of like, they feel like, how should I put this, that Nicki should kind of go back and bring them with her, and she's not going to do that. It's not going to happen. And I just feel like Kim, like you said, Kim, what else is there to talk about? Where is the music? And that's my thing
right.
with these female rappers. They always talking about they're the queen. One thing I will always give Nicki is that she may not be going, 10 million times platinum like she used to, but she is not this, like, she's not going to allow the industry just to kick her out. She said, bitch, y'all don't want to play my music? That's fine. I'm getting Cream Radio. Y'all don't want to do this? That's fine. I'm going to go overseas. She's not just going to, she's not just allowing herself to be, like, bullied. Little Kim, Remy, where's Remy's album? Everybody loves Remy. Everyone loves Little Kim, but their album, where is the music? Queen went platinum. Whether you liked it or not, it went platinum. And people just like, oh, well, Nicki's has, and I will say this, it is harder when you are an independent artist, because I understand that. But Nicki is not I wouldn't say just to be in blackball, but her music is not getting heavy rotation like it used
to
on
not.
The radio. So
with the deal or not.
Up.
Right.
Thank you. Her fans are showing up. They talking about Megatron is dropping on the charts, but where are your faves on the charts? That's the truth. That's the question. Like, Nicki will still go gold. Ooh. She will always go platinum, and I think that's why a lot of folks are they're shocked that Nicki has a fan base. They love to say Nicki's pop and she crossed over, but she did that, and now look where she's at now. She's still able to sell music and still go on tour. What female rapper going on tour overseas in a non-English dominant country? Let's just be honest. That's not to say that Lil' Kim's not a legend, because she is a legend, and she is the reason why Nicki Minaj can sell sex and do what she's done to this last decade. But none of the OG female rappers have released a solo studio album in a decade. But it's like, but they still want the relevancy that Nicki has. And that's just my thing. It's like, where is the music? Where's Remy's album? She did all this chic and stuff. She did all this stuff, but where's the album? When you say that, they have nothing to prove. Okay, so they're relevant and have nothing to prove. But Nicki's charting and she's a flop.
Okay,
That's just my thing. It's just like, at least she's a female rapper charting with the new girls. I just saw a thing on Twitter that 8 female rappers are charting on the Billboard Hot 100, and Nicki Minaj is one of them. And she's 12 years into her career. Kim, Missy, Queen Latifah, all legends, but they didn't last 6-7 years into the career. I was going through the charts. Nicki had over 100 entries. Little Kim, Kim with Queen Latifah, even Missy and them, they have like 20-30 entries. And then they say, oh, well, Nicki don't have a number one, or she doesn't have a Grammy. Well, Little Kim and Missy Elliott and Queen Latifah, they have number one or Grammy. Look at Iggy. She has a number one. She's like the longest chart number one, but they can't sell a record to save their life. I hope that Nicki Minaj never gets a number one and never gets a Grammy, because it seems like a curse for female rappers. Once you get it, you're done. The only thing that has been done is that, like, Cardi has a number one and she has a Grammy. And I do think that she will be around for a little bit. I don't think that she'll be around for 12 years, but she will be around for a little bit. But it's like Nicki Minaj, they're like, oh, you don't have a number, you don't have a Grammy. And I get it. It's a key, you know, it's competitive. Okay, she doesn't have one, but, like, she doesn't need to have one. She can go on tour. Can Kim go on tour with her number one in Grammy? And the little Kim fans, they come through here and they talk about this legend, but when Kim drops a single, cricket. Y'all give Nicki Minaj singles, more press than you do your own fave. When Barbie Dreams, when Queen came out and Barbie Dreams was a big thing, she's stealing Little Kim. Kim did Barbie Dreams. Da, 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 da. It's like, okay, but when your fave comes out, there's no support. No, you don't buy the music. Remy, she had all this stuff. They all loved her. They pushed her aside and they put Cardi through. Like, that's just my thing. It's like, put your money where the mouth is. Nicki Minaj, she still has fans. And I think that's why a lot of folks are upset and they want her out, because they're like, really? What? Like she said in that interview, what the fuck is going to take to get rid of this bitch? And she's like, I'm not going nowhere. And she's smart.
Okay, hold on. So let's do this. Hold on. I'm going to keep you on the line. Let me get the Rebel, because they have been donating too, and they're trying to get to the top. So I don't want to lose their number, because the shit is going to go away, and I don't want to forget. What's the last four of your number, Rebel? Let's give me the last four of the number. Listen, that caller was speaking facts. Okay, he said a number one and a Grammy is a curse. Where are those bitches at? After the number one and the Grammy, where are you bitches at? Let's talk about it. Ooh. This is the greatest motherfucking show on YouTube. I don't know what the fuck you thought. I'm waiting for that motherfucking number. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Okay, what's the number? Okay, 4276. I hope that's the right number. 4276. Oh, okay. All right. 4276, you're live on the air.
Okay, so everything that he said, I definitely agree with. I had to pull up on the side of the road. I'm on my way home from work. And
okay.
This, everything that he said is completely true. And it doesn't matter if a number one and all those people that have number ones that have Grammys, Nicki is richer than every last one of them from the work that she put in from the jump. She put in
okay.
all the work and all that shit. That's the exact same thing that he said about Remy, that y'all support Remy. Y'all love Remy so much. Why y'all not buying her music? That's the same thing
Ooh.
They try to do. Huh?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, and then, like, with the whole Cardi being – the difference between Nicki and Lil' Kim with a new female coming in is that Nicki did not lay down when a new female came in. She still made music. Lil' Kim was not doing anything, doing nothing at all. So, and like the dude before said, he basically said so much stuff that I already really wanted to say, but it's just like – everybody still hate on Nicki just because they want something new and just because they're mad that Nicki still has fans that take up for her and they go crazy about her. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, how can you be mad at someone that genuinely, and she loves and supports her fans. She loves and supports mm-hmm. every last one of us. And everybody, like, all of these females are just mad. They are mad. Cardi B feel the type of way of Lil' Kim. They would never try Nicki the way they try Lil' Kim in an interview. You know, if they're going
right.
to ask Nicki about Lil' Kim in an interview, Nicki know about it prior to that. Lil' Kim doesn't know. The money is different. I'm telling you, it's the money. The money is different. The money, like Nicki Minaj said, if somebody touch her, somebody's going to die because her money is long. I'm telling you, it's like everything that Nicki Minaj says on Queen Radio is 100% fact. Even with the shit with DJ Khaled, when he made the whole big stink about the whole number one, they never do that shit to a man in the industry, but they'll always do it to a female and make her seem like she's crazy. You know? So
mm-hmm.
this whole thing with Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim not wanting to do an interview and go on shows because they want to be messy, why are you mad? You the one started this. If she's going to be mad at anybody, she need to be mad at Baby and Slim, not mad at Nicki Minaj. Because they're the one who
okay.
started all this bullshit, if you want to be honest, because she got in the interview and said it. And she got in the interview and said it, and then she's still mad at Nicki Minaj. Why are you mad at her? You need to be mad at the people that started it. It's Baby and Slim. You got in the interview and said it yourself. It really grinds my gears when they try to do this to her, because she is like, anything that Nicki Minaj put out, her fans are going to take to it, because we love her, we support her. We just need them to get their own fan base. They just want something new right now. And Cardi B, her light is dimming so fast right now. It really is dimming. Like, that whole anything with Cardi B right now is not popping like it was before when she first came out. She got the number one, like the dude said. She got the number one, and the shit is a curse. Just like with Iggy Azalea, the shit is a curse. They try to do all this, and every time a new female come in the game, oh, they take it. She's taking Nicki out. She's taking Nicki out. And it's just not fair. They always try to play her to the left. And the shit with Foxy Brown, they even, like Nicki said on Queen Radio before, they try to play Foxy Brown like she never fucking existed. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to take her out of the game like she never existed, and she said the shit is corny. But at any rate, that I really wanted to say. All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys.
Bye.
So, listen, we are going to wrap it here. I want to thank you guys all for calling in. Now, listen, I agree with both of those gentlemen right then and there. I think that Lil' Kim, you know, you need to put your music where your mouth is. And I think that, you know, if you did that, then you wouldn't have to talk about Nicki Minaj so much. And Nicki Minaj, I think Nicki Minaj is still on top right now. And what one thing that I liked about Nicki Minaj is Nicki Minaj, even through the war, even through adversity, even through the disdain for her, even through the hate train, she's still managing to put out music. She's still managing to stay relevant, because that's a part, like, she doesn't want to just go out, and she's not going to bow out. Like, she's going to fight. Like, you're going to have to put her out. So I like that fighter in her, and that's why I'm like, she's a queen, because she ain't going to stop. Like, you're going to take the spot, then you're going to earn it. You're not going to take it by being popular. However, I will say this. Y'all know I love Nicki, but I do feel, though, Nicki has lost a little bit of passion, and I do feel like Nicki Minaj is not as hungry for it anymore. I think that the industry and a lot of the disdain for her has gotten to her. I think that people have gotten to her a little bit, and so she's not as passionate about it as she used to be. I don't think she's, I don't think she's as motivated as she once was, but she's still here and she's still dropping music. I hope this next album is a hit for her, because she needs that motivation back. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on with this next album, with this Megatron era. So I'm here for it. So listen, thank you guys all for watching. Thank you guys for watching on Facebook. Thank you guys watching on YouTube. Shout out to all the super chats. What did Sing Pray Love say? Want to rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on your whole family, Lil' Kim. Okay. All right, guys. So we're going to wrap this show up. We had a phenomenal.